What we get confused is we try to do karma's job, but that ain't what we here to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody might wrong you and put in you certain situations, but it's not your job to give them what you feel they deserve. Karma go holler at them.
Right.
If they, I was going down a certain direction that was leading me away from who I'm truly supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I was so blind by it because of the progression in life that I was going through. I mean, and seeing that I wasn't realizing, like, God wasn't doing this.
Right.
Like, Satan was doing this.
Yeah.
Because Satan can give you gifts too. Satan can bless your life too.
Yep.
You know? And if you're not realizing where that's coming from, it can put you down a fucked up path. And that's where I was going. And God had to sit me down. The Honest Point Podcast. More than a pod,
it's a lifestyle. Lifestyle. I'm going to transition to your next one. Top Ramen.
Yo,
if you ain't familiar with Top Ramen, you ain't from the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Top Ramen.
You know what I'm saying? I used to chop up hot dogs, put on that joint, spray some honey on that mug, get real saucy with it. You know, doing some
hot dogs. Jeez.
Yeah.
You go and made them.
Right. Straight up. Man, we used to cut them joints up, fry the hot dogs in the pan, had them joints chopped up, put them on top of that Top Ramen, turn that bad boy up. Man, like, you just had to make do with what you had and try to
make
the best out of it. You know what I'm saying?
I was a simple man. Little salt, pepper, a little bit of hot sauce, little slice of butter, man. That shit used to get me right.
For sure. Now, something you said in there was growth requires change. If you stay attached to your past, the shit gonna stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
They forcing people in that picture that don't fit the frame.
Growth requires change. You stay attached to your past, then shit gonna stay the same. You forcing people in that picture that don't fit the frame. Man, they don't really love you.
So do you feel like when you were growing up around and people tried to fit you in a box and convince you that you was limited to your environment?
100%. And also, you know, as I started to grow myself, I was in denial about certain people and individuals that was around me, you know what I'm saying? Because of the love and care that I had for them.
Right.
And I found myself trying to push them into this vision that I have, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not realizing as I'm doing that, I'm hurting myself.
Right.
Or I'm hindering myself. And that's just purely from me not accepting the fact that they probably not meant to come with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that was a rough process to go through, but I went through it.
Right.
So and like I said, most of my music that I make, bro, I'm a messenger.
Right, right.
I live it, I go through it, I overcome it, and then I just deliver it to the people who's listening. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully if they in some kind of similar situation, they know how to approach it, because I had to just go through it and learn the hard way. So that's what I really meant by that. You know what I mean? You, as you grow, you got to realize everybody that's around you probably ain't on the same shit you on, especially mentally. So as you grow and keep going, you start to realize that some people that you love dearly, they're not keeping up or they're not understanding.
Right.
And you have to make that change.
Right.
You know what I mean? And do what you got to do to remove it. Yourself from it.
That's a dope perspective. It was actually the opposite of what I was thinking.
Mm.
Because people don't... I just had this epiphany when you were saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually when someone say, yo, they're trying to keep me in a box, it's a negative thing. And my epiphany is, it's different boxes.
Yeah.
There's that box that's limiting, and then there's also a box where, like, that growth happens. And you was trying to put people in that growth box, but they were stuck into this limited box. Their mindset, that switch didn't come on yet.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So if you already over here, you can't keep trying to pull them. It's just going to keep slowing you down on where you're trying to go if they don't want to come.
Yeah. And worse, they're going to either envy you for it or they're going to hate you for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because...
How
dare you try to keep going or grow and be something that we never was?
Bro.
And it was a lot of people in my life that was like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it got switched on me. Like, you changing. Yeah, I'm changing. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that was the point. Like,
right.
And when we were all in the shit together, I thought that was the whole plan, you know what I'm saying, in the first place. So, you know, I'm wrong because right. I'm doing what's necessary for myself. So yeah. It's
crazy, man.
It can be tricky, bro. And that's what I was just trying to shed light on. Like, don't be that when you're in your process of growing, when you're in your growing journey, don't be that person who don't recognize. Can God give you the signs?
Yeah.
He give you the signs. Trust me. I got them. I got plenty of them and completely ignored them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So he'll give you the signs. It's up to you to recognize it and know what to do.
Yeah.
Don't be that person that hinders yourself because you're trying to bring people along that not meant to go to this next level that you're going.
Yeah, man. That's so true, man.
And
I live
can do
that.
Everything with love.
Yeah, you for know? Sure.
Do it with love.
Man, like, yo, I have a very, very, very close family member
mm-hmm.
that holds animosity to me to this day. And then one time I was listening to him talk. He said, y'all niggas left me.
Mm.
I'm like, how did you got the mindset that we left you when you had opportunity to come with us and you chose to stay back? So you prefer us to stay in that situation like you're in? Because I told you about how we grew up.
Yeah.
We grew up in a, you know what I'm saying, not the best situation. But a few of us, we always felt like we wanted more and we deserve more. If you decide to stay back, if I decide to stay back with you, I would have been in prison just like you've been.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I would have been in the streets just like you were. What benefit would that have been to me? But you mad at me for it? I mean, and even basically made claims that they'll try to do harm to me because we left him.
Hmm. That's going to happen, bro.
That's crazy.
It's people have this sense of entitlement, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've had people around me too, like, yo, K, don't, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I have people in my life right now. We used to talk every day. Like mm-hmm. before I started doing any of this shit,
yeah.
We used to talk every day. We used to kick it almost every day. And now it's to the point where I'll get a text every now and then,
yeah.
type shit. And I feel like when you do that shit, you just trying to stay relevant, even though you're not helping do none of this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're not putting any of these blood, sweat, and tears in what I'm trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you're just trying to stay relevant. So God willing, this shit happens.
Right.
It's like you can hit me like, yo, you know what I'm saying? And
I've been
like,
there for the start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like this level of sense of entitlement, bro. Like I was around, bro. Yeah. Okay. But like, bro, did you?
Yeah.
Was you in the studio, bro? Like, did you?
Yeah.
When it was time to shoot these videos, did you come? Did you hit me like, look, hey, look, just yeah. It might not be much, but nah, bro. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
These, it don't work like that.
Right.
People have this sense of entitlement, man.
It's weird. It's weird, man.
That nigga Nas said it perfectly, bro. How you a man waiting for the next man to get rich? Your plan is to stick out your hand real quick.
Crazy.
Come on.
That's
bro.
A bar.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
Mm.
I can't think of the rest, but it was hard as fuck. But
yeah,
I
yeah,
get
that's
it,
hard.
Bro. I get it, bro.
It's crazy how this next bar kind of alludes to kind of what we was talking about. You said, I was holding on to a lot of pain. I had to let it go.
Mm.
I've been betrayed by people that I would have murdered for.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you give us some insight on that? I mean, I know it's self-explanatory.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, it's, you know, it's, I've, I'm an empath. Brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So me having this mentality that I've had, even when I had nothing, about trying to make something happen because I knew me and the people that's around me deserve better.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given my all to a lot of people, and that has put me in majority of all the bad situations that I've ever been in my entire life. You know what I'm saying? And for most of them, me doing that, and they know that.
Mm-hmm.
When I chose to remove myself from it, you make me the villain.
Right.
When you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, we live the shit together. You know what I, you know the kind of person I am.
Right.
And you know what I've done for you.
Mm-hmm.
So when I decide to recognize what this is,
right?
Like, you tried to make me the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
and
weird.
And people going to other individuals putting me in certain situations because they feel like I wronged them or something like that. It's
right.
like, you know, these are harsh lessons that I had to learn in my life. And it's, and I have to, there was a woman that I used to work with. Her name was Martha.
Mm-hmm.
This was when I stayed in Asheboro, when I was, this was easily about 8 years ago, bro. But every time, at a certain point, I started to, like, her words just resonate with me every time I find myself in these situations. She used to tell me, like, no matter what you go through with anybody who wronged you, don't let it affect your heart and the person you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I started to find myself, like, putting myself in a real dark place and becoming cold to an extent. And that didn't do anything positive for myself.
Right.
And what I, and I had to, like, keep hearing that she was telling me, like,
right,
you know, don't let what people, other people do to you affect your heart and the person right. you are. And I had to get myself out of that hole.
Yeah.
Most of the holes I've been in my life, dark holes, has been on like a mental sense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've been through plenty of financial holes, but like majority of the time it's just mental, you know?
Yeah.
You
defense know? Mechanism, I really, a little bit, you allowed yourself to become cold because you don't want to face or have that feeling again.
Yeah.
But ultimately you're losing that battle because you allowed someone doing you wrong to change you as a person.
And you're starting to become the very thing that
you hate.
You know what I'm saying? And I had to recognize that. And now, even with that, when I wrote that in the song, like, I had to go through a lot, bro, mentally, just to be able to say that.
Yeah.
Just to be able to write it down. Because, you know, betrayal come with a lot, bro. You know, the shame of it, the, you know, you don't really want to recognize it or you know, acknowledge it because you push you back into that mental spot.
Right.
So it was a lot of deliverance that I had to put myself through and just overcome before I can even say that.
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody go through that, man, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Mm. And yeah, that's so true. But one thing about betrayal, man, betrayal is a blessing in a lot of these cases.
Yeah.
Because God reveals people to you, and it's up to you to take heed to the message or the opportunity behind that betrayal and put yourself back in that situation. Because, like, when you get to where you're supposed to go, everybody don't supposed to go with you. But if you bring those people that God shows you that shouldn't be with you, they can be the catalyst of you losing everything that you earned.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
And brother, I've lived that.
Yeah.
Like, literally. You know what I'm saying? You know, without getting in too much detail, like, even, like, that's what I was saying when I went through what I went through last year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was put in a position to where I lost everything.
Yeah.
You know, due to me trying to fit somebody into this frame that I've been trying to create. Right. So I had to learn that the hard way. That is a very real statement.
Yeah.
You can. And, you know, even when that happened, bro, like, it took me a lot mentally to get myself out of that hole. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially when you've built something at a high level,
mm-hmm.
and to lose it all because of you.
Right.
You know, because I could blame the person, and I did that for a little while until I had to understand, like, bro, no.
Signs were there.
It's not. And that was me being ignorant, you know what I mean? Because I'm thinking, nah, like, God bless me with all of this, and then I try to bring you around, and you, no, bro, like, God did that for a reason, you know what I mean? And it was even bigger than the person itself to me. Like, you know, just to speak freely on it, I was going down a certain direction that was leading me away from who I'm truly supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I was so blind by it because of the progression in life that I was going through. I mean, and seeing that I wasn't realizing, like, God wasn't doing this.
Right.
Like, Satan was doing this.
Yeah.
Because Satan can give you gifts too. Satan can bless your life too.
Yep.
You know? And if you're not realizing where that's coming from, it can put you down a fucked up path. And that's where I was going. And God had to sit me down.
Yeah.
And take and strip everything away that would make me not see.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for myself for realizing that it wasn't the end. It was really just a restart.
Yeah, a new beginning.
Yeah, you know, and that's where it falls down to changes from like the name of the album. Like, I had to sit down and understand why this was happening and make the correct changes.
Indeed.
To be what, you know, to get back on track. And
yeah.
That's literally what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Ooh, you set a bar there You set a ball right there too, man. You got to understand where those blessings coming from. It's like, mm-hmm. yo, am I getting these blessings from God mm-hmm. or the devil? Am yeah. I doing things bad and getting benefits, or mm-hmm. I'm doing something good and getting benefits? And that also comes to energy, because a lot of times, like, you got to really sit back and think, is it more important for me to put my energy in seeking revenge on somebody and getting get back
mm-hmm.
or focus my energy on resolution by cutting off this dead weight that's going to just drag me down?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You getting some resolve in that to allow yourself to evolve in that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's literally
I was a rapper too. You know what I'm saying? I can drop balls. You did?
Yeah, you see the jewels, man? Yeah, I like this. Hell yeah. But yeah, nah, you're right, bro. You're right. And when you're in situations like that, that's literally your only job.
Yeah.
What we get confused is we try to do karma's job. But that ain't what we here to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody might wrong you and put in you certain situations, but it's not your job to feel like they need, it's not your job mm-hmm. to give them what you feel they deserve. Karma go holler at them.
Right.
If they was in the wrong and you know that and they know that, let karma do that. You got plenty of work to do, bro.
Right.
Because you put yourself in this situation, so you got a lot of work to do. You ain't got enough energy to worry about them. So focus on yourself. Learn from that shit, grow from that shit, and make sure that you don't put yourself in positions like that. Whatever happens to them, trust me, karma gonna go holler at them. It might not be that day, it might not be that week, but she coming.
Right.
Can't ignore her.
So true. Man, I don't got nothing to say about that one, because he preach.
Living witness of it, I promise you.
Yeah. Yo, and I'm rocking with that on me too. You got E-Man up there.
Yeah, shout out to E-Man.
Yeah, shout out to E-Man. He is eloquently speaking on that track now.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? That boy singing on that track.
That's my guy.
Yeah, man. And
shout out to Don't Worry Studios, man.
Oh, for sure. Shit.
Yeah.
And then you know what I'm saying? When I'm listening to y'all, some of your bars, you were saying, you live in a lie, you lack devotion. I swallowed my pride. Gain my composure. Look in my eyes. You see no emotion, only ambition. Chasing my goals. Nigga, I'm focused.
Mm. I couldn't have said it better. You know? I couldn't have said that motherfucker better.
You folded, living a lie, and you lack devotion. Swallow my pride. Gain my composure. Look in my eyes. You see no emotion, only ambition. Chasing this goal. My nigga, I'm focused. She said, in love with a G. I got everything she need.
Like, yo.
Yes, sir.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, what it look like swallowing your pride, gaining your composure, and then when is it important to cut your emotions out of a situation?
That's a good question. I think as a man, when it comes to what you're trying to accomplish for yourself, emotions don't even really belong into it, especially if it's in a sense of, you know, how you feel about certain things, you know, and you know, I've learned just trying to do what I'm trying to do. Like, if I move off my emotions, nine times out of 10, I'm not going to make the right choice.
Yeah.
You know, most nine times out of 10, my choice is going to be purely off pride or purely off my ego.
Yeah.
And I had to understand, like, okay, if I'm on this journey, I gotta not be emotional about what God shows me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether that's somebody walking away or somebody I gotta walk away from.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whether that's a loss that I feel like I didn't necessarily deserve.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And I know my heart. So even though I might make a mistake, he knows my heart. So anything that happens, it's necessary.
Yeah.
And I had to accept that and put my ego and kill my ego and my pride aside and just go through whatever this walk God got me on.
Right.
Because I know at the end of it, you know what I'm saying, it's a beautiful thing. So I had to put my emotions to the side
yeah.
and just continue on. You know what I mean? That's why I got this tattoo on my hands. Thy will be done. You know, because it ain't about what I want. It ain't about what I feel I deserve or shouldn't deserve. Nah, mm-hmm. it's your will.
Yeah.
So indeed. Whatever you feel needs to happen, I'm going.
Yeah, man, for sure. And, like, it's okay to feel what you feel. You know what I'm saying? Emotions is a natural thing.
100%.
But no decision should be made off emotions. You should always use your rationale.
Yeah.
Like, kick, scream, holler, do whatever you need to do in the car.
Yeah, get that shit out the way.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But do not push the button on nothing if you're in an emotional state.
Not at all.
Wait until that passes. Use your rationale. It's rationale over emotions all the time, especially for men.
Yeah.
It's harder for women to do that because just how they're wired.
Yeah, it's just emotional.
But it'll be better for them too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Because once you start thinking logically and rationally, there's really no room for excuses.
Right.
You know? But when you're thinking off your emotions and whatever that emotion is at that time, you validate it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You are looking for reasons to make whatever it is you feeling
right.
make sense.
Yeah.
That can put you in dangerous situations.
Indeed.
You see what I'm saying? So like, yeah, it's very key, bro, yeah. to understand. Like,
yeah.
Feel how you feel, but get, like you said, get that shit out the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've had plenty of times where I just cried.
Yeah.
I've had plenty of times where I was just yelling and screaming, but I got that shit out the way
right.
before I made whatever decision that I needed to make, because I learned from, okay, when I didn't do this, this shit happens. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I'm not trying 100%. To go through this shit no more. So, yeah, yeah, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's facts, man.
Good catch on that song, bro.
Yo, indeed, indeed. man, yeah. This is so real, man. And really bringing the bars to life. And when y'all listening in, I know y'all probably envisioning things in life that you faced in those same exact moments when you were feeling these ways. You know, something else we was talking about, E-Man was eloquently speaking on that track.
Mm-hmm.
He said she fell in love with a G.
Mm.
I got everything that she needs. That's why she followed my lead.
Mm.
Well, I hate when I hear this. A lot of men these days be saying, yo, she's not allowing me to lead.
Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.